So myself, Marcus, and a few of the other guys here at Headscope have been doing some wireframing today. And we've been kind of mocking up different homepage designs for one of our clients. And it's really funny how you sometimes self-censor yourself. You know, we got into it and we were talking around the issues and we spent ages talking without actually doing anything, which was probably a mistake to begin with. Instead of getting out the bits of paper and starting scribbling, we kind of bogged ourselves down talking too much. But then, and I think most importantly, we did a wireframe and then went, yeah, that's it. We're happy with that. We like it. And we only explored the one idea to begin with, and we were almost ready to walk out of the room. But that kind of destroys the whole point of doing hand-drawn, quick wireframe sketches. You need to keep pushing on and do lots of different versions. And then once we got going, it came really easily, and we did, you know, a good half dozen different ideas, different approaches and different ways of doing it. So my encouragement is, if you're going to do wireframing, don't just stop at the first design. Keep going, keep pushing on. Because your first idea, despite what I always believed when I was at art college, is not always your best. You will come up with more and better stuff as you go. And even if it's not better, what it'll do is it'll focus your thinking so that you can be sure that the idea you have picked is the right way to go. So keep persevering, whether you're a website owner, a designer or a developer or whatever your role, keep persevering with wireframes, sketch out stuff, produce lots of ideas, and then narrow it down after that.